For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. I know you're waiting for part two of Paris, but don't kill me. We have to wait for next week on that. It's just been such a crazy week, and I really want to give Paris part two the excitement and the storytelling that it deserves. So it's just going to have to wait. I'm so sorry. But until then, I'm going to just be doing a solo episode today. It's going to be a shorter episode. Like I said, we have a lot going on. And so I want to update you on all of that. So let's just get to the show. Okay, guys, I feel like I have a lot to update you on since I've been back from Paris. People want to know the house updates, what's going on. So, all right, so this is what's been happening here. We are getting the keys to the house May 28th, technically. And we did a rent back with the sellers. And we basically closed in April, and then we said, okay, rent back until June 1st. They're actually moving out of town. And so they were like, oh, we'll be out a couple days early. Great for me, because I can actually get in there and renovate the few bathrooms and do a few things that I want to do to that house. I don't know if whether I should post the photos beforehand and show you guys what it looks like now and then post how everything ends up looking later. Do you guys want to go through the process now or sort of give it all to you at once? I don't know. You guys let me know. I guess it just feels a little weird to like post their house as they're living in it right now. Although technically it's my house. Oh, it's so weird. So I will be redoing three bathrooms. So the master bathroom is like painfully small. It's really, really small. And it kind of reminds me of a hotel bathroom, like a really small, tight hotel bathroom. So we're basically gutting that entire thing. So we're taking out the vanity. We're taking out the floors, the shower tiles, because everything is just old. And the toilet is weirdly really... Oh, hi. Oh, okay. Piper, can you say hi?
Hi.
Oye, ¿cómo te llamas?
Piper.
Oh, that's so good. We're trying, guys. We're really trying. Okay, bye. She's so stinking cute. I can't handle it. So we are basically gutting that entire space. We're going to be putting... Oh, she just closed the door. We're putting in a new vanity, mirrors, picking out tiles with my designer, Lucinda Pache, who was on the show. She's the one that was on with Andrew, and they did the they did Schwartz's house. I lied. They didn't do Schwartz's house. They did Tom and Ariana's house, and they're doing Tom and Tom's new restaurant. So, which is looking so beautiful. So she, thankfully, bless her heart, is joining me to basically redo a few spaces in this house. So she is helping me pick basically all the tiles and or depends on what we end up doing in that shower for time purposes, like some paneling and whatnot to really bring that whole space to life, because it really is no bueno. The rest of the house is beautiful, though, I have to say. They really did such a good job. And that whole backyard I have to redo eventually, but God, it's expensive. Anyhow, so redoing my master bathroom. May have to do a couple of the closets because those are also very painfully small. They're just one sort of, it's like a regular closet size door, but Riley has one, I have one. Right now we have like smaller walk-in closets in our rental house. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do there. Are we going to just purge everything and just try to make everything fit? Or, you know, do we maybe try to build something else out to put our clothes in? Or do we just like not cryovac, but like just like wrap it and what is it called? Oh no. Like air wrap it. I don't know the word, but basically getting all of our winter stuff and putting it in bins and then throwing it in the garage. But then I feel like you never really see that clothes anyway. I don't know. I mean, we live in Southern California. How much winter stuff do we really have? So it's really just going to have to be about just being smart about what it is that we end up keeping and donating. Piper's bathroom is also incredibly just outdated and old and kind of just rusty-ish, if you will. So we're planning on taking out the tub, putting in a new tub, retiling that as well. We'll probably keep the vanity there. Again, I'll post all these photos so you guys can see. And honestly, when you guys see the photos, you're going to be like, oh, that's not bad. But in person, I promise you, it's not as polished, I guess, if that's the way to say it. And then downstairs, the downstairs bathroom, it's a powder room. Also a little outdated, but we're going to try to spruce it up a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't know how expensive these renovations were. I mean, we're talking 12. So I was quoted by my contractor, who I will give you guys his information after I'm done. He's done my sister's house. He's done a few other people's houses. So if you guys are in the sort of Inland Empire, Orange County area, his prices are really honestly reasonable. So he quoted me about $13,000 for the master, $8,000 for the second bathroom, and then $5,000 for the powder room. And that's assuming that he's basically gutting everything. That's including prices for, or that it's including, you know, the materials at a certain price. So, and by the way, I'm just sharing this with you guys because I hate when people talk about renovations and then never talk money. It's like, well, how much did that cost? Like, what does something like that cost? I have no idea. Like, I had to really do a deep dive of like, what does a bathroom cost? I have no idea. What's hardware? How much is tile? How, like, what does a vanity cost if you custom make it versus pre-buying it? Plumbing. I mean, all those things. A new toilet. So I'm very open and honest about numbers. I always have been, and I will continue to do so because I just think, you know, why not? Let's all help each other out. And if that's something that you guys are able to afford and he does a great job, I would love to refer you as well. So yeah, so that's basically what I'm being quoted at now. And so I'm going to try to, you know, cut costs as much as I can on materials, or if I can, you know, salvage a few things, I'd love to do that because I also don't want to spend a fortune considering we just spent a fortune on the house itself. But I know that bathrooms add a lot of resale value. So that's sort of my goal, is to put money really where A, it's absolutely needed, and where we're going to see some sort of value back, either at the sale of it or renting the house or whatever we end up doing. So going back. So basically I'm out of here I get the keys to the house May 28th. They're going to be out of the house. So she's getting it pretty much the whole house cleaned and we'll hand over the keys on the 28th. And then I'm going to start renovations on the 30th of May. And I have to be out of this rental house on June 10th. So it doesn't really give me a lot of time. I went on Instagram and I asked you guys, you know, what do I do? Do I ask for an extension here and then move into the house, you know, once it's already finished? Or should I just save the money and then just move into the house and live in a renovated house? 95% of you said, ask for the extension if you can. Don't live in a renovated house because it's just a clusterfuck and you're going to hate your life. But although it sounds beautiful, Riley doesn't want to spend the money on renting here if we don't have to, which after doing the numbers, it adds up. You end up spending a few extra $1,000 just, You know, and that's assuming that they're actually going to be done renovating the house. What if they're not even done? And then we, it's like, all right, well, we're going to live in a renovated house anyways. So my thought is I'm going to have them work on the master bathroom first and foremost and get that one out of the way. He said that he can do a bathroom in a week and a half. So especially the size of the bathroom. This is not a huge bathroom. So just keep that in mind. And I know that normally contractors will tell you one thing and then it'll, you know, end up going way longer than you know, they expected. But we are going to have materials ready. He does have a really good team. So I'm hoping he can bang this out in a week and a half. And I think he knows the urgency of me wanting that master bathroom done. And then the other two bathrooms, I feel like aren't going to be as crazy. It's not like they're completely redoing a kitchen and, you know, we're going to have to be living in one room. So I really feel like it's not going to be that bad to live in. And I honestly rather save the few thousand and then put that towards the house. So that's sort of the goal, or not the goal, that's the plan. They're also going to be painting and adding moldings and like paneling. I really wanted molding in this rental house. And Riley was like, absolutely not. Why are you adding more value to this house? And I was like, I know, I just want to make it pretty. So I'm just excited to do some things that I've really been wanting to do to a home for a while. So, and I know this is going to be a work in progress. I know a home is never fully finished. I get that. I'm just excited. I've never owned a home. So I'm excited to put our touches on it. We are also getting a new oven and a new stovetop because those are really, really old. I don't even think you can see the, it's like a digital light on top of the oven. And I don't think you can't even see it. It's not great. So we're going to, you know, be doing a few things like that. So yeah, it adds up. It's a lot of money. And then I guess the last, it's a three bedroom, 2.5 bath. And I'm just wondering what to do with that third bedroom, because it's like, you know, do you make it a playroom office type thing for now? And then once baby comes, which by the time the baby actually comes and then is in its own room, it's like another year, call it. So it's like, do you just make it a functioning room for the baby and an office, which I'm assuming is something that we're leaning towards. And maybe it's like, you know, guest room, playroom, something like that. It's a fairly small room. So it's not like we have a lot to play with, a lot of room to play with, but that's where I'm trying to figure that space out, because I feel like the upstairs is really small and the downstairs is very spacious. So I'm trying to just try to make every space fully functioning for the family. And it's just all very exciting. And I will take you guys along the process once we start to renovate everything and show you what kind of materials we're getting, where to get materials that are in stock, because I know that that's very hard to find. But working with a designer, I think, is also very beneficial, because, you know, they're in that field. They see the ins and outs. They see who has stock. They see what's coming in and you know, what's taking forever to come in. So I think it's worth that cost, because not just that, they also get discounts on a lot of things. So for me, it's actually going to be beneficial in this case. And also, she's now, you know, a friend of mine. So I'm just excited to work with her. And also step out of my comfort zone on all the neutrals and whites and tans. And hopefully she can add a little color into my life. All right. So that's basically the house update. So we will be purging tremendously within the next few weeks. I'm sort of going room by room as I'm walking by things that I know, you know, I can either donate or sell, or it's just pure trash. I'm sort of just like compiling just little piles here and there of what I know I'm going to get rid of. I want to give a bunch of stuff away, to be honest with you. I have a lot of like kid toys and random trinkets and decor things that, if you guys are in Orange County and you need something, or you have friends that need something, I know that my mom was telling me that a lot of women from Ukraine are actually going through TJ, and they're like crossing the border, and so they have some houses for them. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. If you have, let me know. I know that they're also in need of a few things. So I feel like I'm going to also try to compile some things for the kids. And I have a lot of baby clothes and a lot of that kind of stuff that I want to be able to donate. So yeah, if you have any information on that, or if I find any more information, I will let you guys know. For me, it's almost like I'd rather just donate it to someone in need of it versus making a quick buck. Like, why? Like, that's silly. And I feel like if we all just did that, God, imagine how much we could help others out. Obviously, I have bigger things like couches and big console tables and things like that that I do want to get rid of. So if you guys are in need of that, I'm also, that stuff I will most likely sell because, you know, mama's got to renovate bathrooms. Being a pet parent is a huge responsibility. Since our pets can't talk, we do our best to understand what's going on, but knowing something's up with them or their health and not understanding why is one of the greatest challenges of pet parenthood. Enter Fuzzy. Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offer 24/7 access to personalized pet care, from veterinary professionals to everyday questions to middle-of-the-night emergencies. Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small, urgent and every day. My sister has a dog, and let me tell you, this poor dog, it always has an issue. And it's 3 a.m. and the dog is vomiting, or it's having, you know, something's going on. And my sister is able to give them a call at any hour of the night. And then she can go to sleep at night knowing, okay, they just said it was this, or they said it was that, or they said to bring them in. So it's so, so good for everyone. Fuzzy can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, all of which are handpicked by their established team of veterinary professionals and available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right, to meeting their middle of the night needs, to finally figuring out what makes their breath smell that way, nothing is too big or small for a quick Fuzzy call. Right now, Fuzzy's offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. So go to yourfuzzy.com/humble today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/humble. Again, yourfuzzy.com/humble for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, life can be overwhelming and many people are burned out without even knowing it. And symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. I know for me, burnout, I feel like I've been burnt out ever since having Piper, and then figuring out, what am I going to do with my career? And I have to, make sure to eat right and do all these things that society tells you need to do. It's all so exhausting. And, you know, we associate burnout with work, but that's not only the case, right? Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burnt out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. And talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing the stress in your life. I know for me, being able to just talk to somebody that's not biased, not a sister, not a mom, not someone that's like, you know, gonna side with me always. I just need someone to talk to that I can sort of almost like just vent to and tell them my problems, tell them my issues. They can calm me down and I can go about my day and feel so much better. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so that you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Humble and Hungry listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humble. That's betterhelp.com/humble. We all want to turn back the clock, right? For some people, it's vanity. Others, just to relive those glory days. For me, I would love to wake up every morning with zero brain fog, a clear mind, and be as energized as I was when I was younger. I know for me, I cannot go to sleep at night for many of reasons, and I am tossing and turning, or I'm awake and my brain is just always going. And then the next day, I am just foggy as heck, and it's awful. I can't focus. I'm exhausted. But thanks to First Person, I can take a more active role in my brain's overall health. After witnessing the deteriorating effects Alzheimer's had on their father and grandfather's cognitive health, brothers Chris and Joe were determined to take their brain health into their own hands. 25 years of research and experimentation later, they created First Person, an innovative, precision-targeted cognitive supplement system which uses the brain-boosting medicinal benefits of mushrooms to activate the full potential of human cognition and brain health. First Person supplements make with functional mushrooms that aim to stimulate the body's natural production of specific neurotransmitters that trigger activities like energy, mood, and sleep. Grown and formulated in the U.S. exclusively by expert mycologists, First Person uses only the highest quality organic 100% pure grain and filler-free mushrooms. So what I enjoyed about it was basically, because I struggle with insomnia, honestly. I can't sleep. I toss and turn. And the Moonlight supplement helps me get that sort of restorative sleep. And now I wake up clear-minded and well-rested. And it's truly one of the best things I've done in my ritual. It basically stimulates the production of like the GABA neurotransmitter to relax the central nervous system and prepares the brain and body for sleep. So look, ingredients are clean. It's organic mushroom, passion flower, holy basil. It is a game changer. You guys have to try this out. Start improving your brain health and cognition with First Person. Get 15% off your first order by going to getfirstperson.com and use code HUMBLE. That's GETFIRSTPRSON.com/humble for 15% off your first order. Get firstperson.com code humble. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
We have the newsletter coming this week. If you haven't signed up for it, go to nataliepouchier.com or go to my Instagram. I'm excited about that. That'll be coming out May 6th. It's a Friday. We're going to start off with once a month and then hopefully just pick up every week and be able to send those emails out like it's no big deal. But honestly, I'm learning. I'm trying to figure out that whole space in the internet. It's wild. For as old as I am, I feel like I'm, or for as young as I am, I'm feeling very old. And there are bloggers out there that are just like throwing content like it's no one's business, but damn, is it hard. So bear with me on that, but I am going to be giving you guys hopefully just like links and places to go and my favorite things and, you know, everything from travel to beauty hacks and just some of my favorite products and Amazon, you know, picks and all of that stuff. So it'll all be more beautiful, I'm sure, as time goes by. So again, bear with me. But yes, the newsletter will come out this Friday. So go make sure to sign up for that. And if you guys haven't seen my Instagram, Piper Rose, let me just tell you, this little girl, this little Celine Dion, you guys have to go watch her little video when she sings. Oh my gosh, you're gonna either want a kid or get rid of yours and want mine for this one moment in time. Not kidding. She is so stinking cute. And I really don't like to brag about my kid, But this is the one moment that it'll just melt your damn heart. She sings with so much passion, and I'm telling you, she sings like this all the time. All the time. And will never let me record her. And so when I do, God, it brings me so much joy. I'm having moments of like, oh my God, how is she getting so big and so old? I look back at photos of her as a baby and I'm like, oh my gosh, like time is really flying by. And even though every day feels mildly painful and long, because I feel like I'm stuck in a house all day doing the same things. I'm just cleaning and making meals and playing with her and entertaining and just trying to come up with things to do, that it's so exhausting. And then you look back and you're like, oh, but this is what it's about. These are the moments that it's like, this is parenting. This is life. It is those moments. It is waking up every day and, you know, seeing them laugh and seeing them cry and seeing them learn. It's really such a special thing what parenting is, you know, and I'm very fortunate. I'm not pregnant. I haven't gotten pregnant. Just started my period today, actually, which is probably why I've been emotional. I have been crying by just hearing a song and I'm like, just like bawling. So yeah, interested in that I'm not getting pregnant. I'm going to really, have to start doing a little bit more research or just relaxing, to be honest with you. Maybe it's not research. Maybe it's just relaxing and not thinking about it and having more sex, like Scott said. Riley is doing, he has so many projects going on and doing so much that, you know, that also doesn't probably help the situation. And plus the move and everything, it's a lot. But, you know, God willing, and whenever it's meant to be, it'll be. I know Piper's ready for a little sibling. She says it all the time. She wants a sister, though. And then lastly, just a quick little update on Piper's potty training situation. So she's a very smart little girl, and she does not like it when we hover over her. And so I think it's just about learning every kid is different, right? It's about learning what makes them comfortable. She is the type that's like, you stay here, I'm going to go potty. I'm like, great. But I want to make sure she's okay. So I sort of peek in, but like she will pull down her pants and she'll sit there and then she won't even pee. And then she'll just get up and then come back. So it's, you know, it's baby steps, but it's all very cute. I'm trying to take it all in and not be so hard on myself on these few years while I'm home with her, you know? So if that's you and you're exhausted, mom, I hear you. I see you. You're going to be okay. It's not going to last forever. Hang in there. And just remember it's a beautiful time. So enjoy every second. All right, guys, I love you all so much. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm sorry about Paris part deux. I don't know how to say it. Part two. It'll come out next week, I promise. I love you guys. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. Please go make sure to subscribe, rate, review, and go sign up for that newsletter. And I will see you all next week. Remember, guys, stay humble and stay hungry.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.